With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with my friend and colleague Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we're very privileged to be joined by Brigadier General in the Reserve, Yossi Cooper-Vosser, Director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments at the Jerusalem Center in Jerusalem, to help us understand the outbreak of violence in the West Bank with casualties, with retaliation, with violence that is obvious on the pictures coming from Israel. But who's paying for this? Who's driving it? And why now? General, a very good evening to you. The first question, follow the money. Who's paying for this violence? Good evening.
Hi, good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. Who's paying for that? I think if you follow the trail, the money trail, you'll end up in Tehran. Who's helping Hamas and financing the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and enabling them to both arm themselves to the teeth in Gaza Strip, in the Gaza Strip, but also in the northern Judean Samaria area. And that's one source of funding. The other source of funding is the Palestinian Authority itself. It pays salaries to everybody who's committing terror attacks, either, well, doesn't matter if it ends up being arrested by Israel or if he loses life during carrying out these terror attacks, or following that. So these are the two major sources of funding for this ongoing terror campaign.
Why now, Yossi? Why at this moment?
Well, Palestinians are very frustrated with the situation. They are marginalized and they feel that the ruling party in the areas controlled by the Palestinian Authority is totally corrupt, and they are frustrated with that as well. And the way for them to express their frustration is to carry out terror attacks against Israelis, which sounds crazy, but this is the situation. And the reason it's this happening this way is that they have been indoctrinated from the day they were born to hate the Israelis, hate the Zionists, and to kill them once they feel that this is the right time to do that. And that's why now you see that happening. And unfortunately, we have to take steps in order to curb this phenomenon before it gets out of control.
Malcolm?
Has the strategy in Gaza, do you think, proven to be ineffective in how Israel's had to deal with Hamas? And if so, is there really a way to disarm Hamas in Gaza and in the West Bank?
Our strategy in Gaza is to gain intervals of quiet between rounds of high-level violence. And it has proven to be problematic. I wouldn't say wrong, but problematic, because we keep having those rounds. The last one was a month or two ago. And we have to be exposed to the rockets coming in. And in those intervals, we allow Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad to arm themselves as much as they can. And we do nothing in order to stop that. That's a problem. The way to handle it, in my mind, is to make sure that after the next round, and I hope it's going to be far in the future, we shall not allow Hamas to rearm itself, and we make it clear that it's not acceptable for us. At the same time, we have to find a way to prevent Hamas from the Gaza Strip, to have an easier way of creating damage to Israel, by promoting terrorism from the territories controlled by the Palestinian Authority in Judea and Samaria. That is what we see now, the Ali attack that in which four Israelis were killed and four others were injured, was carried out by Hamas people that were supported and directed from the Gaza Strip or from Lebanon or Turkey, anyhow, by Hamas people. And Hamas in Gaza doesn't pay any price for that. They feel totally safe. They keep arming themselves, preparing themselves for another round if that may happen at the time of their choosing. That's, as I said, a problematic situation, and we have to make sure that this is the last time we allow that to happen.
Yossi, the Hamas attack is in the West Bank. Could this take place without the Palestinian Authority knowing that it was going to happen, knowing about it?
Yes, it can. I'm not saying that the Palestinian Authority knows every about every terror attack in advance. No, that's not the case. But definitely the Palestinian Authority is not doing anything to prevent it. And in some of the places, it is not able to do anything or doesn't want to do anything. And in many of the cases, we know that they are in touch with the terrorists and support them. And if you follow what are the messages of the Palestinian Authority, they praise the perpetrators of these terror attacks and treat them as heroes. And as I said, pay them very handsome salaries. So the Palestinian Authority definitely is not against these terror attacks. And it's funny from time to time to hear people saying that Abu Mazen is against terror and things like that, when his authority is supporting, encouraging, financing, and inciting to terror.
Malcolm?
You've written that the Israelis are getting used to the status quo regarding Gaza and Hamas being a lesser threat than, let's say, Hezbollah in Iran, and that the cost of a ground invasion in Gaza would be too great, which is understandable. But what is the effective way then for them to break out both the complicity on the one side and the view of Hamas as the threat it really seems to be long term, and as they expand their outreach in Lebanon, in the West Bank, as they are in Gaza?
Well, I think we should, after the next round, make sure that Hamas will not be able to rearm itself. What we're doing today is that we know if they are rearming, but we do nothing about it. What I suggest is that once we finish the next round, whenever this is going to happen, we should make it clear that we shall not allow Hamas to rearm itself. And when we know about a certain warehouse or where they keep their arms or a certain factory where they produce their arms, we shall attack it right away and not wait until the next round and allowing them to rearm themselves. I hope this is going to be a clear message. And I think that if Hamas knows that, the chances that they are going to open a new round of violence are going to be lesser. And we may even get our current goal more easy to achieve. It's easier to achieve because once the Hamas understands that it's not going to be able to rearm itself in the future, they will be more reluctant to open one another round right now.
Right now, the headlines are about the West Bank. Does the leadership in the Gaza Strip pay a penalty for this? Are they going to be held personally responsible for the murders?
As it stands now, I don't think so. We do not charge any price for the Palestinian leadership in the, or the Palestinian terrorists in the Gaza Strip for what happens in the Judea and Samaria area. And they know that, and this is one rule of the game, that they are very happy to adhere to see Israel adhere to. And unfortunately, they are not going to pay any price. That's the situation. Not only they, also in the Samaria area, the population that supports these terror attacks, the Palestinian Authority that supports these terror attacks, and of course, Hamas as an organization and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad as an organization, they too don't pay a price. It's, we are very pinpointedly attacking the terrorists themselves. We don't do anything against anybody who's not actively involved in terror. But the environment that supports this terror doesn't pay a price. And this is another reason why terror is flourishing, because nobody puts any pressure on the terrorists to stop their activities. In the second Intifada, one of the major reasons why it came to an end was that the Palestinian public was telling the terrorists enough is enough. This time, the Palestinian terrorists don't feel this pressure coming from the population or from the Palestinian Authority or from anybody. That's why they keep carrying out those terror attacks.
Brigadier General Yossi Kupervaza, Reserve, is director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments at the Jerusalem Center.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.